This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. All praise and thanks belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May the peace and blessing of Allah be upon His servant and final messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As to what follows, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, we are approaching the end of Ramadan. Yani, we're approaching the end of a worship season. And there is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislated for all of us as we approach towards the end of a worship. And what is this thing and why is it important? Let's speak about why it's important first, and then we'll mention what it is as a solution. We first need to identify the problem, then this comes as a solution. The problem is, my brothers and sisters in Islam, as we're coming towards the end of Ramadan, who would dare to stand up now and say that my fasting was exactly what Allah Azza wa Jal wanted from me, and I believe it was perfect? Who would dare to stand and say that his taraweeh and the hours and hours he stood for Allah's sake, who would dare to stand up and say that my salat was exactly what Allah was requiring and wanted from me? Who dares to do that? No one. Therefore, that means that you and I acknowledge our worship wasn't 100% perfect. That's a problem. Then Allah Azza wa Jal, He wanted from us a worship, and He told us how He wants it. Now you and I have acknowledged that our worship isn't to standard. It's not to the standard Allah wants. So what do we do? Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is shown throughout the Quran and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Azza wa Jal, He guides us to a specific worship we're supposed to be continuously engaged in towards the end of any worship. And that is al-istighfar, to seek forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, my brothers and sisters in Islam, asking Allah for forgiveness is not only from sins you commit. It is also from shortcomings that happen in obligations. You're required to pray in a specific manner. You prayed after as-salat, the first dhikr. Before you say subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa wallahu akbar. Before you say la ilaha illallah 10 times. Before you read ayatul kursi and the three qul at the end of the Quran. Before all that, the first thing you say is astaghfirullah. And you say it three times over. And this is an acknowledgement in and of itself that, oh Allah, that prayer that I just prayed right now wasn't 100%. There was something wrong with this salat. I missed khushu' in it. I forgot something. My heart was distracted. It went somewhere else. How do I make up for all that wrong? Rush to say astaghfirullah after as-salat. Shuf, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he lived a life of tawheed. He lived a life for the sake of Allah. And even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when his life came towards the end of it, just before he died, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him Surah An-Nasr. And what's the message in Surah An-Nasr for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Fasabbih bihamdi rabbika wastaghfirhu innahu kana tawwaba. That was the message as he is concluding his life. That's Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah is commanding him to ask for his forgiveness just before he dies. Conclusion, always the conclusion of things are supposed to be with istighfar. Why? Because this istighfar in and of itself is an acknowledgement that your worship wasn't to standard, that you're flawed, you're weak. And without Allah's mercy and forgiveness, that worship is going to take you, and it's not going to take you anywhere. Nowhere. It won't even be, yani, it won't even take you to the door of the paradise, let alone inside the paradise. Nothing. But even with then, you're required to worship Allah Azza wa Jal, because you will only earn Allah's mercy through your worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal in the Quran, He says, فَاسْتَقِيمُوا إِلَيْهِ. Stand upright for Allah. What does that mean? Meaning adhere to the commandments of Allah and worship Allah the way He wants. What does He say after that? فاستقيموا إليه واستغفروه. And ask him to forgive you. Why? Because your istiqamah, you adhering to Allah's command, is not going to be 100%. For immediately after he said, واستغفروه, ask him for forgiveness. Similarly, Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Quran, in Surah Al-Muddathir, he says, فَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَقْرِضُوا اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُم مِّنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ هُوَ خَيْرًا وَأَعْظَمَ أَجْرًا وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهَ. Even after your zakat, can you think of it? What can go wrong when you pay zakat? But even then, humble yourself and acknowledge your zakat wasn't up to standard. We'll say, استغفر الله after your zakat. You see how humbling this is? Yani instead of you saying, I gave from my hard-earned money. Sit down and relax and say, astaghfirullah. Ask Allah to accept it. And say, astaghfirullah after the worship, after the obligation. Tayyib, I give you something even more intense than that. Al-Hajj. Al-Hajj. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he says, ثُمَّ أَفِيضُوا مِنْ حَيْثُ أَفَاضَ النَّاسِ. Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying, flow with the people as they flow. Afidu is يعني, when you take a bottle and you pour water out of it. Al-fayadan, right? And afidu alayna min al-ma'. That's afidu. Why? This ayah specifically is speaking to the hujjaj as they're coming down from the plains of Arafah, heading towards Muzdalifah, because that's where they sleep that night. So, subhanAllah, the scene is like a flowing scene. Everyone is headed towards one direction. It is like you're pouring water out of a bottle, right? You see just buses and people, everyone's flowing from Arafah towards Muzdalifah. Tayyib, and I ask you a question before we get to the part. What is the reward of an accepted Hajj? What's the reward? Huh? That Allah Azza wa Jal forgives you for all your sins and you come out of them as though a newborn. When does this reward happen? During Hajj, there's 6 days of Hajj. Where exactly does it happen? On the day of Arafah. On the close of Arafah, bi-ithnillah, that's when you have come as a newborn. Do you have any sins? No, apparently, according to the hadith, you have no sins. As you're coming down from Arafah, you're sinless. Zero, newborn. What's the first commandment Allah Azza wa Jal says? He says, ثُمَّ أَفِيضُوا مِنْ حَيْثُ أَفَاضَ النَّاسِ وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهِ. Ask Allah for forgiveness. I just, a newborn. What's the seeking forgiveness for? Why wasn't it something else? Then even your Hajj, there must have been a problem in it. Your Hajj wasn't 100% to the standard Allah Azza wa Jal wanted. فَإِذَنْ when we come towards the end of worships, this is how we are supposed to conclude them, with al-istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hopefully, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, that would rectify all the shortcomings that took place. For if someone is worried, and not someone, we should all be worried, we're supposed to be engaged in this dhikr, which is al-istighfar. We're supposed to be engaged. And the best form of istighfar is as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam referred to it, and he called it Sayyidul Istighfar. That's the master. And يعني, al-istighfar is many ways. You can say astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah al-azim wa atubu ilayh, astaghfirullah al-azim alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum wa atubu ilayh. There's many forms. But the best one of them is as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called it Sayyid. Sayyid, يعني the master. Sayyidul Istighfar, the master of seeking forgiveness from Allah. And that is, subhanAllah, you find it in Adhkar al-Sabah wal-Masa, in the morning and afternoon supplication. Allahumma anta rabbi, la ilaha illa ant, khalaqtani wa ana abduk, wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'dika mastata'at. See this, wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'dika mastata'at. You're saying to Allah, oh Allah, I am trying to worship you the way you want. وَأَنَا عَلَىٰ عَهْدِكَ وَوَعْدِكَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتَ أَبُوءُ لَكَ بِنِعْمَتِكَ عَلَيَّ. I acknowledge your mercy. I acknowledge your blessing upon me. وَأَبُوءُ بِذَنْبِي. And I acknowledge my sin. So it's a nice dhikr. You're acknowledging your sin. When you say, Abu bi dhanbi, I acknowledge my sin. فَغْفِرْ لِي فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. And spend the rest of the days and these last nights of Ramadan asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you for your shortcomings. We ask him subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us for our shortcomings, to forgive our sins, and to accept our fasting and our salat and our recitation of the Quran and our dhikr. And we ask him subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the support, the aid, the ability and the power and the strength to continue to worship him even after Ramadan until we meet him. وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Because this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded, that we worship him until we meet certainty, which is death. وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمْ. نعم في شيء طيب. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.